as we just heard, sewage is still a big problem for the Mon, for all of Pittsburgh's three rivers. 90.5 WESA's Julia Fraser headed to the Allegheny County Sanitary Authority, or ALCASAN, to catch a glimpse of its $2 billion project to prevent sewage from overflowing into the rivers when it rains. ALCASAN treats the sewage from 83 municipalities and recently hosted its annual open house. Julia hopped on the tour to watch how raw sewage gets cleaned up at the plant on the Ohio River.
Welcome to ALCASAN's 2025 open house. We are loading the 10 o'clock plant tour bus.
Come on in!
A quick quiz. ALCASAN is responsible for producing drinking water. Is that true or false?
False.
False. It's false. We are treating polluted industrial, commercial, and residential wastewater. My name is Doug Jackson. I'm the Director of Operations and Maintenance, Deputy Executive Director. There's about 9 billion gallons that every time it rains, that water that has wastewater contaminants in it doesn't make its way to the treatment plant, and it goes into the river, creeks, and streams.
It's a multi-billion dollar program, and it's all to stop overflows from occurring. Not on days like today, but if we ever get rain again, and it's been a few days since we've had some rain. So in most days we get rain, the plant doesn't have enough capacity, the pipes aren't big enough, and there are sewage overflows that occur throughout the region. So this is a bird's eye view of what we're gonna ultimately end up driving through the various processes that are out there. Anywhere you see a blue pipe up in the air, that's odor control. That's not taking water, that's taking odorous air from one area over to some other area. And when you see a blue pipe sticking up in the air, that's the exhaust from all of our odor control facilities that take all of that polluted air, scrub the odorous air, odorous compounds out, and allow it to discharge out the stack. So on the other side of this wall, there's a 40-foot diameter tank that's 100 foot deep, and at the bottom of that tank, there are several pipes, the largest 10 and a half feet in diameter, that bring all the wastewater from the region to this one location. You're going to look down at the raw sewage and all the other things that are floating on the top of the water from all the wastewater that's coming into the plant right now. One thing you probably didn't notice, at least I did, it didn't smell. So we're pulling fresh air through the window. So on the other side of these blue vessels, they're called our primary tanks. Things that want to float, float, which are mostly fats, oils, and greases. Things that want to sink to the bottom, that's mostly the heavy organic human waste. So think of your spin cycle at home or your washing machine. We spin that polluted wastewater really fast, and what comes out is mostly human waste. There's sample jars that I'll do a show and tell at the end. So this is where we will be doing some level of disinfection. If you were disinfecting things at home, you're gonna grab something that has bleach in it. We'll go ahead and add a very strong Clorox times the strength of 3. It's taking all that very brown water that we just saw in this tank, and it's letting the discoloration settle at the bottom. We're gonna walk to the river. You'll get to see the treated water go into the river. Don't be afraid to brag to your friends that you came to a wastewater treatment plant, and it was pretty cool. But thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
That was ALCASAN's Douglas Jackson and the 10 a.m. tour at ALCASAN's recent open house. The postcard was produced by 90.5 WESA's Julia Fraser.